listeners, welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. We are in the middle of an exciting series on a brand new resource called Hi-Fi. Now, this is a next-gen resource for preschool kids and students that's all about connecting kids in relationship with one another, with leaders, and with the Lord. It's a relational resource that's about discovering identity in Christ. And the way that it's laid out in preschool kids and students is unique in that although we align on the truth we're teaching each month, the way that it is done, the execution, the contextualization is absolutely unique in each of those spaces. We're going to be talking today about preschool Hi-Fi specifically to learn the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the all arounds of preschool Hi-Fi, what makes it distinct and unique, how it looks, how it works, and why you're going to love it. So with us today, we're joined back by our some of the core members of our Hi-Fi team. There's a few other members who are not with us today, but Kayla Stevens is our publishing team leader. Isaac Kierstead is our digital content editor for Hi-Fi. And then, of course, Jana Magruder is here with us as well. Guys, welcome back to the podcast.
So excited to be back.
So although we are talking about Hi-Fi preschool, I want to just not generally talk about it. I'd like to say that this is a hooray day episode. Hooray day is one of my favorite things about preschool. We'll have to get to that, I guess. But preschool is a unique experience within Hi-Fi. So in many curriculums, the kids resource is the core, and then preschool is often just sort of a simplified version of the kids content. That is not at all what's happening in Hi-Fi preschool. It is a unique experience. It's written uniquely. It's designed uniquely. The media is unique. And so, guys, we want to take some time today to talk about all things Hi-Fi preschool. So, Kalo, tell us about why did we do it this way? Why not just simplify the kids' resource? Why is it so important that we treat preschool as its own special thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. Why not? Well, I think the reason that we make preschool its own thing is because preschoolers are their own unique people. They're growing and developing at different levels and different stages. And unfortunately, sometimes when we take something that's kids and we try to just simplify it to preschool, we end up making a lot of wrong assumptions about where preschoolers are, what they can understand, what they can't understand. What they know to be true about God, and even simple language that we would use, that's not religious language, but just the words that we use that a kid would easily understand, but a preschooler is saying, huh? I don't know what that is. And so with preschool, we want to be very specific about being intentional to the age group of where preschoolers are at and where they're learning. And so Hi-Fi preschool is very distinct and different just for that preschooler in mind. It starts, you know, with kids, we have 12 simple truths that are I am statements, because we talk about in Hi-Fi Kids that kids need to know who they are because who God is.
In Things preschool, like, we take, I am known, I'm loved, I'm uniquely designed. Yeah. And so, but in preschool, we approach that differently.
Yeah, we go different. We actually lead with God is. And so God knows me. God sees me. God made me special. And so these are our God forward statements for the preschooler. And then in each session, they get a main idea, this main takeaway of what is it that they need to remember because God knows them. Here are the action points. Here are the things that are true because God knows them.
And I think it's important to say that the preschool and kids, even though they're created unique to that age group, that they do align through the 12 truths. And so as you were talking, Kayla, about the preschool truths, let's play a little game. I'll say a kid's truth and you tell me what the preschool truth is. So like, for example, the 12 truths that we develop for kids, like you said, are I am statements. So they're what we call identity statements, but they truly teach about God's character. But for a kid, we're trying to build identity. And so, for example, I am known is the kid statement. What would be the preschool statement?
Yeah, preschool is God knows me.
Okay, so that's a good example. Or for kids, I am loved.
Yeah, God loves me is the preschool statement. Mm-hmm.
So you can see how that works.
Yeah, so they're connected on that big truth, that I am known by God because God knows me. And that truth is consistent for preschool, kids, and student ministry so that families or churches who use HiFi across the board, the whole family is on that same truth for that month. Now, we talked last time about why it's important to use HiFi in the month it's intended to be used. There are many reasons for that. The content is written to the month, so Christmas content is baked into December. You don't want to try to use that in November because that wouldn't feel very natural. But it also allows us to keep the connection between preschool kids and students so the whole family is on that same truth. So this unique aspect of an experience designed especially for preschool starts from the moment they enter the room. Kayla, what does that look like?
Yeah, that's a great thing to talk about. So when preschoolers walk into the room, they are either, if they're the absolute youngest preschoolers, we have what's designed for them called welcome stations. These are four fun stations that they get to go to that encourage independent play with where they are. Have a preschooler, work with preschool kids, love a preschooler, you know that a lot of times in those youngest years, it's no, I do it myself. I play over here by myself. And so sometimes it's a struggle to engage the youngest preschoolers with that relationship with one another because of where they are developmentally. And so we built that in mind. And so each time the absolute youngest preschoolers walk into their space, they are greeted with welcome stations and they have a leader that sits on the floor with them and plays with them. They ask them questions and engage them as they build their tower of blocks on their own. And so it really engages with those youngest preschoolers to build relationships while also meeting them where they are developmentally. If you're an older preschooler, you're walking into the room with connect time because those older preschoolers, those 4 and 5-year-olds, they do want to build relationships. They do have friends. They do want to share about the boo-boo that they got on the way to church or their sparkly bracelet that they wore. And so we build connect time options for those older preschoolers. So they, as soon as they walk into the classroom, they are engaging with their leader. They're engaging with other preschoolers in the room. And building relationships. And so we have these big goals in Connect Time. Maybe it's learn a name, break down barriers. They're all relational goals in this first part to really help that preschooler just become initiated, get comfortable, feel safe and secure with the space that they're in before we start engaging them with deeper biblical content.
And we did test all of these stations, these welcome stations and the connection time in our beta testing that we did with many churches several months ago. And these stations were super popular with the leaders and the preschoolers. Some of them are tactile. There's some coloring involved, of course. One of the favorite things that our preschoolers are loving about HiFi when I think of those coloring pages, Isaac, is bark. So we,
yes.
HiFi Preschool is our first resource to have sort of a mascot. So I'm going to set you up to talk about Bark, but also about all of the media and the look and feel of what HiFi Preschool looks like.
For sure. So we are very excited about Bark. He's a little animated puppy mascot. So we have him on some activity sheets, but we also have him in our Bible story videos. And I'm going to get to those in a second because after that time where they get to go through like the connection activities, the welcome stations, all of those things, preschoolers can come to a large group time. And this is led by a single host. They get to sing songs. They get to have some fun together. And they also are introduced to something called the Super Box.
The Super Box is super cool.
It is. So this is something that is only for preschool. Again, we want to make preschool experience something super special, super fun. So we have the Super Box. And each week, preschoolers are able to see something that we are going to put in the Super Box. And that's going to be the object lesson. And it's not just an object lesson, but it's the super clue of how we are going to connect the super clue, the big deal, which is our simple truth for that week, and the Bible. So we are going to connect those three things together. So,
that's a cool formula. So in every single session, the video on screen, and I'll let you tell us who's on the screen and where they are. We haven't gotten to that yet, but but we bring together these things that kids are discovering. The super clue is something that they're going to put into that box in the classroom and push a little light up button on top of the box, right? And then our friends on screen are going to receive that super clue, connect it with that big idea and the Bible.
Yes. So we even give you instructions on how to make your own super box in the wallpaper that you can glue to the side of a little box. So you have everything you need so it can look like the super box that is in the clubhouse. So
and we know one of the secret sauce things about this is you can put anything in a box and get kids interested. If it's in a box, they want to know what's in there. And if they get to have that interactive time to actually send it to the screen, that's even cooler.
I got to beta test it at my church, and the kids or the preschoolers were so excited. They wanted to be the one to hit the button to send the super clue. So once we send the super clue, that is your cue to start that Bible story video.
Where's the super clue going, Isaac? Tell us about who's on the screen and what environment.
Yes. So it is going to the clubhouse, and in the clubhouse is the super crew. So we have the super clue, we have the super box, and we have the super crew. And inside. It was so super. And in the words of Aria, one of our characters, it's super, 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 actually. So inside of the clubhouse, we have this cast of characters, and we have five characters, and we're going to see three of them each month. They're going to be teaching the Bible story. They're going to be having their own little adventures, and then they're going to open up the box to see what your preschoolers sent them. And they're going to open it up, and they're going to look at that super clue. And they're going to try to wonder with the preschoolers how this super clue connects to the big deal for that day. Maybe that big deal is God knows me inside and out. And as they connect it to that big deal, they are going to say, well, hey, let's look at the Bible and see if that gives us an answer, because we can discover truth through scripture. And that's where the preschoolers will be able to dive into scripture. They're going to see an animated version of the Bible story come to life in front of them. And then as they leave the Bible story, the super crew is going to be able to connect that object lesson, that super clue, to the story. So that next time they see a clock, next time they see some mittens, next time they see a hat, next time they see headphones, we want to connect it to objects that they do see every day. Yes. So once they see those objects, they will remember the truth that they learned that day at church on a Wednesday night, whenever you are using Hi-Fi, they will be able to remember that truth through that object.
Awesome. So yeah, the kids, we will go to the clubhouse and meet the super crew. Bark runs around in there as well and is a part of those stories.
I got so excited about the clues and
Get to Bark yet.
So Bark is the dog, the puppy at the clubhouse. He's animated. He's so much fun. Sometimes he has some shenanigans that he gets into. The preschoolers, they are going to love Bark. They're going to love interacting with him, and they're going to love interacting with that super crew.
And within preschool, we have intentionally chosen to use a recurring cast of characters on screen so kids can consistently get to know those people. So instead of having different communicators every week, like we do in the kids area, we have the same communicators who come back as recurring friends so that those preschoolers can feel a sense of connection. And so listeners, as you listen to this, if you're of the Blues Clues era, this is a little bit like a Bible Blues Clues. If this is the kind of thing that you could easily see like on PBS Kids or a Nick Jr. kids show, it is super cool, very well made, super engaging, and the preschoolers love it, love it, love it. Now, another part of that is teaching through music. So, Jana and Kayla, let's talk about why is music so important to preschool and to teaching? Jana, do you want to take that? How are we using music?
Well, from my experience working with preschoolers, music helps classroom management, if I can use that term. You know, leaders, as you work with volunteers in your training efforts, that not everybody feels comfortable working with preschoolers because they can sometimes, you know, not be on task or not follow directions the way we're used to. But if you add sing-alongs and familiar tunes and songs that actually help you teach, then it makes things flow so much more easily. And that's my favorite thing about preschool songs. To me, it's just essential to have that in a preschool church environment. And so we knew that going in. And so we purposefully designed a lot of music to go to help teach, especially the 12 truths. So there's a song per truth for preschoolers to learn, which helps, you know, for us, a little bit of an earworm in a good way. Because they help you remember. So I'm excited about those songs.
So there's a theme. Each month's truth, Kayla, is wrapped in a theme that helps us unpack that truth. And each one has a theme song. And so as Jana talks about that earworm, it's very much, guys, inspired by the music of VBS, where there's a song that teaches you the main idea and the Bible verse that's the key passage and makes it really memorable to kids.
And I will say, Chuck, it's not just memorable to kids. It is memorable to adults. If I can tell you and count the number of times I was walking in the grocery store singing a preschool hi-fi song, because it gets in your head. It's catchy. It's fun. It's fun for preschoolers, but I think leaders are going to find it's really like they're going to really enjoy and have fun with it too. But I would second what Jana said. I think that for preschool music, it's so important and so engaging for those preschoolers to learn the simple truths, the simple basics of scripture. And when you put it to song, when you put it to motions, that gets stuck in their little brains and they remember it and sing it over and over and over. And that's just a beautiful thing to watch.
One of the great things about our beta testing of preschool is we got a lot of feedback from a lot of churches, and so many came back and said, for the first time, after years of doing preschool, for the first time, we've had families come back and be able to tell us that their preschoolers told them what the big takeaway was. And it's so memorable because of the music and because of the simplicity of the object lessons that we're using in those super clues for kids to remember that God sees me or God hears me, and to be able to take that home and really understand that teaching, which is such a cool thing.
And we have found excellent songwriters that have really caught the vision of the 12 truths and what we want to do to engage preschoolers. And, you know, we get to work with the very best. And so that's been encouraging to see all of that come together.
So let's talk about use and access of Hi-Fi Preschool. So Hi-Fi Preschool, just like Kids, Isaac, is a digital resource that we access within Ministry Grid. What else can you tell us about the nature of how I receive or access Hi-Fi Preschool and how I would use it with my team?
Yeah, so as the ministry leader, you will have access through Ministry Grid, and it is very customizable. I almost said customizationable. But that's not a word. So it is very customizable. It is very flexible.
Let's write that down. Maybe we can coin that word. Customizationable.
Yes, I don't know if I can say it again. So it is very flexible. I'm going to go with that one. It is very flexible.
Good word.
For your churches. Yes. I think I got that from Chuck. So it is very flexible for your churches to be able to use to make it so you can customize it to fit your needs. We know that every preschool room is different. We know that every church is different, and we wanted to make it easy for you to use. So you can go through Ministry Grid and you can choose the activities that fit best for your church, that fit best for your age group, and you can choose those. And then as you export those out, you can export it to a PDF and you can share that with leaders. They can access it through Ministry Grid if they want to have a login and be able to look at it on a tablet or on a phone. Or we are also offering an RTF file where you can actually, if you want to, pick the things that you want to do and you want to put them in your own formatted PDF, you can have that and you can give that as a printed version to your leaders. However is best for you, we wanted to make it super easy for you to have access to this content so you don't have to worry about the content and you don't have to worry about the pieces, but you can actually help build that culture of relationship with your leaders.
Kayla, we had talked about Hi-Fi as having themes for each monthly truth. In this episode, let's speak anew. I know we talked about this in other episodes, but we haven't said it here. For those who are listening to this standalone preschool conversation, the content of each truth is intended to be used in the month that it's written for. Unpack that for us. Why is that so important for us to know, especially as we launch and start access even now to get to this resource?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know that access is available in July. And we also know that, spoiler alert, if you access in July, then you subscribe in July, then we actually are going to give you 30 days free. So just a little plug there to encourage you to subscribe in July and get that incentive. But what I would say is first use is September, and we do that very strategically and on purpose. And that's for a few reasons. One is because we are culturally aware. And so we want to know what's going on in each month, what's going on in the calendar year. We get to publish a lot closer to the actual month that is being used. And so with a printed resource that's published like a year, year and a half ahead of when it's actually going to be used, so it can be in your classrooms, with a digital resource, we get to expedite that. So we get to speak into a cultural review of if there's something happening and going on that we want to adjust and change or make sure that we are very culturally relevant, not to what happened a year ago, but to what's happening right now. I would also say that it's very calendar specific. So it's calendar specific in holidays. So Easter, Christmas, those kinds of things. So you don't want to open up your November curriculum that you started accidentally in August instead of September, and you have a whole month of Jesus being born. I don't want that frustration for you.
Let's keep Christmas in December where it's meant to be.
Keep Christmas in December. But it's also really important because of the way HiFi is structured in the calendar year of each month. We have four sessions, but then we also have a special fifth session on a fifth Sunday. And those are very strategic and based on the calendar. And so if you get off of the calendar cycle of where we're supposed to be, then what's going to end up happening is you're going to miss out on the really fun hooray days that we have baked into HiFi preschool. And so it's really, really helpful and important to stay to the calendar year for those reasons.
Yeah, it lets you stay aligned with kids and student content as a whole church. It's important for the cultural awareness that we're writing in. And because of those holidays and fifth Sundays, it's really not meant to be used. So, Isaac, when I access this right now, because as of the time you listen to this, guys, HiFi is officially available. Woo! You can go online to myhifi.com. You can click through into the Ministry Grid interface, or you can go straight to Ministry Grid and find curriculum there. And you can actually subscribe to HiFi today. To HiFi Preschool, access those files immediately, even though they're not ready for you to use until September to facilitate. What are we going to do, Isaac, in the meantime? Why did we set it up this way to have a whole month in between?
Well, we don't want to just give you content. We want to help build a culture of relationships at your church. So a big part of that is there is so much training material, and there are so many things that you can help equip your leaders between July and August. And there's so much stuff for you to get ready as well. So you're going to be able to go through the lessons. You're going to be able to see them. You're going to be able to prep them. We know that children's ministers love to prepare ahead. So we want to give you that opportunity, but we also want you to have time to train your leaders, to help them understand the idea that this is all about building relationships so that they can build a relationship with the kids in the room, build a relationship with the leader, so that they can eventually have a relationship with God. And we want to give you as much time and opportunity to be able to train those leaders, to be able to equip them. So that way, when you start in September, you can start off with that first theme, that first exciting Sunday or Wednesday night, and they are ready to go right from the get-go.
Awesome, 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 as our cast from the clubhouse would say, from the super crew. Guys, thank you so much. Listeners, HiFi Preschool is available right now, as is HiFi Kids and Students. You can find more information about HiFi at myhifi.com, myhifi.com. You can click through to get the free preview sessions and check those out, or you can go ahead and subscribe today. Take advantage of the 30 days free that Kayla mentioned when you subscribe today, so that you have plenty of time to get trained and oriented and prepare your team and your space for Hi-Fi Preschool. You will absolutely love it. The feedback that we've gotten from our preschool experts and from churches who've tried it is that there is nothing else like it. They love it to death, and you will too. Check it out at myhifi.com. Guys, thank you all for being here. Kayla, Isaac, Jana, it's so good to have you always. Listeners, thank you for being here. Please go check out Hi-Fi. We are super excited to see how God uses it in your church. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back again soon for another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.